Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross. I'd like to welcome you to another great show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome and Happy New Year to everybody. We're starting another great year of Spiritual Connections Radio, and as always, such a great way to start the year with Dr. Connie McNeil doing In the Arms of Angels. I'll give out the number again later on the break, but I just want to let you know if you want to call in for an angel reading, some guidance, coaching, you can call 646-716-9663. That number is actually out on the website, and it's also, if you're listening to the show, it's right on your console screen. As always, I always like to recommend that you go out and check out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com and see all the great deals and everything she has and all the information that's made available. And with that, Dr. Connie?
Yep.
All yours.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. As Mark said, Happy New Year. I kind of like the New Year. It's kind of like a do-over. So I have some information that I hope that you will find interesting. Before I get started, just a word about the angel card readings. Again, they will be offered at the half hour, and you can call in and ask your questions. What happens in the readings is sometimes people will ask a specific question, and the cards seem unrelated, either unrelated to the questions, or they seem to go in a different direction. And some people have gotten very discouraged or disappointed because they want a specific answer. But the way that the angels communicate is they are always working toward our highest good. And the answers that are given through the angel cards, the answer that is supposed to happen, is the answer you're supposed to have. So, and part of what I'm going to talk about tonight kind of will dovetail into that. But if you know that, if I want to answer a specific question, why I haven't, got the job that I wanted, it's possible that there's several steps that need to happen in my thinking, in my behavior, in my habits, before I can get the job that, my ideal job. So if I ask, what do I need to do, or will I get this job, the answers that may come up may seem unrelated, but it's the thing that you need to know in order to eventually get that thing that you want. So if you will trust yourself, trust the angels, trust the universe, and know that the answer that you will receive is the answer that you're supposed to have, then it makes the reading meaningful in that you came away with the actual message that you were supposed to have. So having said all that, please feel free to call at the half hour. I would like to begin with a prayer. And so if you could quiet yourself. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, I call upon you now that you would surround us to the north, the south, the east, and the west. Archangel Metatron, please be above us. Mother Gaia, please be below. I ask that you would soar our souls to the heavens while we are planting roots deep into the ground, and that what is said here and what is done here is for our highest good, for our journey forward, for making the year 2016 a pivotal point in our journey so that we know we have connected with you, we have connected with each other, and that we are living to our highest ideals. I pray that there will only be love and light here, and all else be gone. Thank you. So, like I said, I kind of like the new year because it's like starting all over. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions. They promise themselves they're going to do things differently, think things differently, going to make, you know, they're going to finish those jobs that they have never gotten around to finish them yet, but they're going to finish them in this year. So I'd like to talk about ways that you can approach your thinking in 2016 so that it is by far the most dynamic year that you have ever lived. And if you will align yourself with this thinking, I think you will find that everything in your life will change. And it's like if you change your thoughts, you will actually change your life. The first thing to shift in your thinking is the idea of good and evil, that something that seemingly is bad happens to you is an evil thing, and the good, yummy stuff is the positive thing that happened in your life. But what if there was only God? What if everything that happened to you was a manifestation of what you created in your thinking? And if you shifted your thinking, you would shift the circumstances that surround you. So if you look around, there is a school of thought, which I'm very much aligned to, that if I am in a situation, everything that I have in my life right now, I created. I created it out of my mental thinking, and out of my thinking, I manifested it into my life. Whether it's things that I like or whether it's things that I don't like, it's not that there is evil in the world. It is a manifestation of man's thinking. So if you look behind what's going on and you realize that it is the thinking that you have, begin to take power and control over your circumstances so that you can begin shifting your personal life, your family, your country and the world the way that a way into peace and love as opposed to war and death. So if I see God everywhere, in all things, in all people, despite any appearance to the contrary, so everything that I have, everything that I see is God. And even though on the surface it may not look like that, it is God in the sense that I created it. And I, as a child of God, the godness that is in me, have, when I create, I am creating because God has given me the power to do that. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, look at ISIS, look at the war, look at the poverty, look at the disease, look at the death, look at my own illness, look at my bank account, look at my job, look at my relationships, look at my... When you look at it in that kind of a way, you are looking at the result of what we have created personally, as a family, as a community, as a country, and as a world. If people did not believe in war, there would be no war. If people believed in peace, that's what we would have. If people believed in health, if people believed in prosperity, if people were only thinking of the good, what we would see in the world. This is the power that God gave each of us because we have the DNA of God coursing through our veins. We have the ability to create. God loves to create. God is a creator. And as children of the universe, children of God, children of light, children of spirit, because we are of that family, what we also do is create. So if I were to think that what is happening to me now is for my good, it shifts me out of the mindset of, oh, my God, here we go again. Oh, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to feel better? How am I going to, if I think lack, limitation, poverty, disease, that is what I'm going to manifest in my life. That is what I'm going to be a part of the world consciousness at this point. This is what I'm going to create. What I think in my thoughts is what eventually is going to manifest in front of me. So if there is only God, I can learn to bless the event that's going on with me, not look at it as evil. I can look at it as everything that happens to me is a step closer to my prosperity, my health, my job, my wonderful relationships, love, peace, joy. If every event, every person, if I looked at that person or that event and say, this is actually for my good because it is moving me closer to the desires of my heart, and I can bless that event as good, and I can stay in that mindset, then that event is going to fall away into nothing, and I will find myself further down the road to my joy, my peace, my love, and the desires of my heart. Now, stay with me here, okay? There are three different levels of your thinking. And I'm going to use the definitions from Florence Scovel Shinn. You have the subconscious. Your subconscious mind is pure power. It doesn't have a direction. It's like electricity. It just is pure. If you think of it, it's not really electricity, but if it helps you in your thinking. The subconscious mind is pure energy. It doesn't have a direction. It's just that energy potential that is there. Your conscious mind sees life as it appears to be. So your conscious mind will look at an event and it will say, this is really bad. This is hopeless. There is no hope. The world is on its way to hell. The world is going to blow itself up. I'm never going to have the relationship I want. I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm never going to It looks at the world that are going on. Your conscious mind thinks that that is the true reality, as opposed to this event's going on is because in my thinking I have thought enough negative thoughts that this is actually manifested in my environment. Your superconscious mind is the mind of, it's like your God mind. It is the place that holds your prosperity. It holds your abundance. It holds your health. It holds your perfect job. It holds your wonderful relationships. So you have three different levels of your thinking. You have your subconscious, which is the energy. You have your conscious mind, which sees the events that are going on around you and interprets it as the reality, as opposed to what you have been thinking and that you have manifested and that you've actually created it. Because the world is not a material world. The world is a mental world. And what you think, create. A lot of what's going on in our subconscious mind, a lot of what's going on in our environment right now, is what has been given to us in and what we have developed in our subconscious mind. For example, there was a man one time who continued to tell his son, you will amount to nothing and you're probably going to go to jail by the time you're 20. And this young man heard this all of his life. He ended up being in jail by the age of 17 because in his subconscious mind, everything that he took, this pure power that we have, that was the power to create, everything that he heard was, you're going to go to jail, you're a loser, you can't do anything, you're not going to amount to anything. And to a degree, a lot of us have had that same type of message, that we're not good enough. Something happens in our, when we're small, we get our heart broken, we get disappointed, we find out that we can't have everything the way that we want it, and we begin to make up that the world is not a safe place, or there's not enough money, or I'm not very likable, or things don't go well for me, I'm never going to get that job, I can't do as much as what somebody else does, I'm not very bright. Those things that we tell ourselves that are so deeply seated in our minds that we're not even aware that we think them. These are the types of thoughts that are in our subconscious mind. And this is what we create in our environment and what our conscious mind says, oh, well, this is the way things are. The way things go for me is I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money to pay my bills. I don't feel good. I'm sick. I live in poor health. Ever have the things that I want. My relationships are down the tube. Because we have these thoughts in our unconscious mind, we are creating them in our conscious mind, and that's what's going on in our life space. So the way to shift that is to begin thinking in the super conscious mind, the God mind, the mind of plenty, the mind of health, the mind of having your heart's desires. So, the way to do this, and if you will practice this, it's going to change everything around you. The way to change what's going on in your environment is to change those thoughts that are in your unconscious mind. The So when something happens and that first thought that comes into your mind is, I can't do that. I can't afford that. I don't have enough money. I'm going to always be in debt. I'll never be able to buy a house. I'll never have that relationship that I want. I'm never going to be able to travel the way that I'm supposed to. All of those thoughts are what's keeping you from having the things that you want. So the way to do that is every time you have a negative thought, you immediately replace it with a positive thought. I'll say that again. Every time you have a negative thought, you immediately replace it with a positive thought. This is possible. I know that it's possible because this is something that I diligently work on. I am a great, in my past, if something happened or I would come up with a scenario and I would just think, I'd think it to death, and I would generally think of all the bad things that could go on. Oh, this is never going to happen. Oh, she's never going to do this. Oh, this is the way it's always going to be. And I would just go with it and I would run with it and I would keep going into my head like forever. So what I have started to do is every time something negative happens is, I can't afford it. I can't do that. This is never going to happen. I immediately replace it with a positive thought. And I'm doing this thought by thought. You can only have one thought in your head at a time, regardless of how fast you think or how much chatter that goes on in your head. You can really only think one thought at a time. The fastest Olympic can only be at one place at one time. Now, he moves very quickly, and those places change very quickly, but he can really only occupy one space at one time. The only thing you have to do is catch that thought and shift it into a different thought. And you will begin to see changes in your life. Emmett Fox, who was a minister back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, has a little book that I've downloaded off Kindle. But you can, if you have a Kindle or a Nook or something, you can get this book. If not, you can probably order it online somewhere, but it's called The 7-Day Mental Diet. The 7-Day Mental Diet. And I'm going to challenge you guys to take this diet. What he is asking you to do is for 7 days, refuse to have a negative thought. Now, what this means is it's not that you're not going to have a negative thought, because we all have them. It's that when you catch the negative thought, you immediately replace it with a positive thought. So if something bad happens, bad in my way of thinking, because, again, my conscious mind still tends to look at things as good or bad sometimes. Catch myself thinking, oh, that's a bad thing. And then my mind will start going into all the negative things that may happen because this event occurred, this bad event occurred. I can immediately shift my thinking into everything that happens to me is a link in a beautiful, wonderful chain that carries me to prosperity, peace, love, and a perfect life. Just as easily think that. So when I find myself going back into negative thinking, I will immediately shift it into something positive. It's when you start out, it's extremely difficult because for every, oh my gosh, how many negative thoughts do you think you have in a day? I can't do this. This is horrible. I don't like my job. This is not never going to work. You know, why do I do things like that? I could just kick myself. All those negative things. If every single event is blessed as this is moving me closer to my ideal self, it takes the sting and it takes the harshness out of a particular event. If I actually believe that there is only God and I can align myself to the positiveness that is God, then I move closer to my ideal expression. God wants us to be happy, healthy, whole, loved, and that everything that we do when we are in service to other people is out of this mindset of love and peace and joy and everything that God wants to have for us. So everything, if I believe, which I do, that everything that happens to me is moving me closer to my true love, my true prosperity, my job, those things that I want, those things that are my heart's desire, but are also mine by divine right. Then I can stand when the storm hits. I can stand when my faith is tested. I can stand when things seem to be going awfully wrong because I know in my heart they're not. And if you can grab hold of this, and if you can hang on to it, if you can switch from a negative thought to a positive thought, and every single time you have this negative thought and you don't run with it, but you shift it to positive, you are going to see changes happen in your life. And I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I had laryngitis and I couldn't work. So I missed some days of work. My pay was going to be dramatically cut. And I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. So the old me would have huddled over in a corner and what am I going to do? And I was going to bring my hands and, oh, my God, things never work out. And I would have just run with it. Particular time, I said, God is my supply. The money will come when it's going to come, and I am going to be taken care of. So I get a call. I had some new banking information, so I got a call from my boss, and on the line is the people that do the paychecks, the automatic deposit payroll people. And he said these payroll people don't have your new bank information. So we're all three talking, me and my boss and the payroll people. And the people from payroll said, no, we have her new banking information. What we don't have is the amount of the payment. And my boss said, well, are you sure? Because the lady who gives the amount, and again, my check was going to be much lower because I'd missed several days of work because of my voice. He said, well, the payroll lady from my work had gone on vacation. And she was supposed to have given all the payroll information to the people that do the direct deposit. Well, she didn't do it. First time ever, this woman did not do it. So he just called out a number to put on my paycheck, and it was enough to pay my rent. So when you turn your faith over to positive thinking, and you begin to trust in the God of the universe. You are going to find miracles that happen. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, already.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio on Dr. Connie Within the Arms of the Angels. And if you want to call in for reading, call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, I'm going to turn this back over to you and go screen some callers.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, so how is it that you have these, shift these positive thoughts? Okay, Emmett Fox calls it the key to life. Global Shin calls it the game of life. And what it is you build a mental picture of what it is you want. So I'm going to think prosperity, and I'm going to think that I have enough money to be debt-free and money left over. So that's my vision. So what I do is I'm going to start thinking of myself as abundant as opposed to thinking of myself as poor, that I don't have enough. When I go shopping and I see something, and the first thought in my head is, I can't afford that, I immediately shift my thinking to, because I live in abundance, yes, I can afford that. And I might buy something that may seemingly look like I can't afford, but I may buy something so that I impress on my consciousness, my subconsciousness, that I can afford that because I live in abundance. There's a story in the Bible, I believe it's in 2 Kings in the Old Testament. There's armies out in the middle of the desert. They're all thirsty. There's no, obviously, not a lot of rain, not a lot of rivers in the desert. So God told the king to send his men out in the desert and start digging ditches. And so the king did. He trusted God enough to tell these men to go out and dig these ditches. And God said it will not rain and there will be no rivers, but I will fill the ditches with water. So they dug their ditches. They went to sleep. The next morning they woke up. All the ditches were full of water. They watered themselves, watered their horses, saved their lives. What you do when you step out on faith and you make a purchase or you do something strictly out of faith, what you're doing is digging your ditches and you're flooding your subconscious with, this is the way things are now. I used to think poverty, now I think rich. I used to think poor, I used to think sick, now I think health. I used to not take care of my body, now I take care of my body. It's changing habits and it's changing the way that you think so that you begin to fill your subconscious instead of lack. Now you fill your subconscious with the thing that immediately pops into your head is, oh, I'm abundant. I can do that. I've got that covered. So do you see the difference that when you change the way that you think and you give God a chance to work, and you are unwavering in your persistence in what you're thinking, then you will have that thing that you want. If I make and it shouldn't be stressful. So let's say you want a new house. So you're sitting here and you're trying to think, oh, my God, how many windows do I want? Do I want two-story? Do I want one-story? Do I want five bedrooms? Do I want one bedroom? And you get so stressed out over what kind of house that you want, you tense yourself up, you're not living in the flow of the potential that you have. If you think with clarity of, this is the house that I want. I want a house that's, you know, big enough to have my family or something, but not you don't want to get it down to the very last nail in the floor. But if you're thinking about the perfect house for me in the perfect location, I want a beautiful house in the suburbs, or I want a very cool apartment in the city, and you just think along those lines and you're very clear on what you want. And you also, when you think about it, it gives you a sense of joy, and you really have an emotional attachment to this feeling this thought that you have, this picture that you have of your home. You're invested in it. You're interested in it. It brings you joy. It brings you pleasure to think of this beautiful new home, and you just continue to do that. The universe begins to shift things around so that you have that thing that you want. I was in a meeting one time, and this woman was telling me she had found this really kind of cool building, and she took a picture of it just as a reminder of, yeah, this is kind of cool, I like this, and she just put it on her desk at work. About 3 years later, she actually ended up buying that place, and at the time she took the picture, she just thought it was a cool picture, but the universe actually had impressed. She'd impressed upon her mind enough that this was possible, that she actually bought that very place that she had taken the picture of. So this can be something fun. It can be something that's joyful. It can be something that will make changes for you and give you the power that you've always had, that you maybe haven't been able to use because you didn't know how to use it.
Dr. Connie, when you're ready.
Okay. What you need?
All right, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, Trish, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie, how are you? Happy New Year.
And happy New Year to you, Trish. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could give me an angel reading around relationship.
Sure.
Thank you.
Michael loves relationships. Did you hear what I said at the very beginning of the show? I don't know if you were on the air or not, that Michael's going to give you the answer that you want or that you need. This is the answer that's for your highest good. So regardless of what the cards show up, this is the answer you're supposed to have, okay?
Okay.
All right, because some people get disappointed when it doesn't say, you know, he's in the booth on the left as you're walking out the door kind of answer. So,
I'm not in a booth, so we're good.
Oh, very nice. All right. Okay. First off, what Michael wants you to do is he wants you to go and spend more time outdoors, to get out of the house and get into nature.
Okay.
You will find clarity of thinking, and the angels and the fairies. The fairies for you are very important, and they're a lot of the, and they're out in the woods and the grass and that kind of a thing. So, spending time outdoors is where nature is going to give you answers and give you peace in your soul, and slow you down enough so that you could hear your heart and what it is you truly want in relationships, so that you begin to create that which you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I actually do spend a lot of time up until the weather got cold in nature.
Yeah, well, there is that. But, you know, put a scarf on and even you know, a few minutes outside and breathing the cold air is very refreshing. Michael wants you to know that you are loved, and not only there are people here on earth, but there are people that have passed on that are sending you love. And usually the first person that you think of, whether they're alive or dead, is sending you love at this moment. And Michael wants you to believe and trust that the relationships that you want to create, you have the power to create them. When you stop and you breathe and you listen with your heart, where the angels are going to speak with you, then you will begin to... Hang on. You're going to be led to the relationships that you want. When you stop and you breathe, and that you know that you're loved, and you know that the relationships that are for your highest good is what you're going to be drawn to.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense logically. I'm just processing how it happens.
Well, no, you can't really process how it's going to happen. How it's going to happen is when the angels will bring it to you, you will intuitively be given messages on what to do or where to go or how to do whatever it is you need to do. This is one of the reasons about going outdoors, where you just kind of were in the nature. You don't have to figure it out. The angels are going to bring it to you. And if you open yourself up and listen intuitively, then you'll know what to do.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to get out of your head,
mm-hmm.
and figure out the ABCs and just let whatever happens going to happen. And that's where the belief and the trust comes in.
Okay.
Okay, we good?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I lost you there for a minute.
Okay. No, I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and do the monthly reading?
Yeah. Okay. All right, so for this new month and this new year, there's two separate messages that Michael wants to share. This is a month for a lot of people where Michael is very interested in making sure that people are aware of their life purpose, and that if they are being distracted, or if they find that life is becoming very difficult, or if they find that there's too many things in the way that keep interfering with moving along towards your life purpose, that Michael is saying, keep your eye on your intention. So if your intention is, and if your goal is to either find your life purpose or to move forward towards your life purpose, then Michael is saying, keep your eye on that intention. Keep your eye on that goal. And don't let life circumstances trip you up and move you down a different path so that you get further away from your destiny, the thing that you want to do. A lot of times we end up getting stuck, or we end up going down a long road for the short term because we just kind of get distracted. And for a lot of us, it's staying very focused on that thing that we want to do for ourselves and for the good of mankind. For a lot of people, what Michael is asking you to do is look at your current situation. And there is going to be a key thing. It could be a habit. It could be a relationship. It could be a job. It could be a mindset. And what Michael is saying, that it is time to shift out of that particular relationship or job or mindset or habit, that thing that holds you back. This whole reading seems to be a lot about finding your road toward your destiny. And if you will open yourself up, and if you will call upon Michael, who is the angel of life purpose, that's one of his jobs. If you will call on Archangel Michael and ask for guidance, he will tell each of you what that thing is that is unhealthy for you at this time and what he wants you to do about it. So there is a shift for a lot of people in that thing that seems to hang you up from moving forward. Michael is saying it's time to address it and take care of it so that you can move past it. Regardless of what you've done, regardless of what you do, Michael always wants you to know that he views you in absolute innocence. He sees you as perfect. He sees you as whole. He sees you as lovable. Regardless of what you've done or what you do, that will never change. You will always be a perfect specimen in the eyes of Archangel Michael, and he is never, ever tired of helping you find your destiny, find that thing that is for you to do, and helping you get there. So look to Michael, ask Michael for guidance, and you will be led sometimes pretty effortlessly, but you will be led towards your life's purpose, and that is a key thing for the month of January.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. So why don't you, Mark, give us a blessing for this month in the last few minutes that we have. Give us a prayer and a blessing for this month.
Sounds good. Is it all right if I go ahead and incorporate some diction to that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm not sure if I'm cutting out or not. Have I been coming through okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to bless everybody with health, joy, and happiness. Let all of you be blessed with everything that's for your highest good in your life. Sending love and energy to you and to anybody who needs support during this time. Sending healing energy to people who are recovering from different types of cancers or abuse. Sending lots of love and energy to people on the planet who need help who are abused at this time. Sending love and energy to the animals on the planet and to Mother Earth. And with that, if you want to go ahead and do some type of angel prayer, I'm going to go ahead and just embed some Diksha and send that blessing out to everybody while you do the prayer, Connie.
Okay. I want you to imagine that you are surrounded by a golden light. And if you look through this light, you will see the faces of the angels that surround you. You will see their love. You will see their wings that are wrapped around you. You will feel their presence. You will feel your place in this world. You will feel your heart grow as you know there is a purpose for you, plan for you. There is something that only you can do because of your unique place as a child of God, that you are here to love and to heal, to have joy and bliss, to be abundant, to live in prosperity and health. And as the angels surround you, you will feel the connection with them that will move you toward your highest self and your highest being. Thank your angels, golden light, and this golden moment with you. Amen. Thank you for this quiet time. Thank you, Father, as we leave, that we go out into the world, be the best we can be, to move into positive thoughts as we grow and embrace companionship of the angels. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Connie.